USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A man's been arrested for the deadly shooting at a bowling alley in Torrance, California last Friday night. 47-year-old Reginald Wallace opening fire during a fight at the Gable House Bowl. The police chief in Torrance, Eve Irvine, says it was quick action by investigators.
Based on witnesses' statements, video, and other investigative tools, the Torrance Police Department was able to identify the suspect responsible for these murders shortly after the incident.
President Trump's to address the nation about the situation at the southern border this evening at 9 o'clock Eastern. Trump tweeting there's a humanitarian and national security crisis. In an earlier announcement, the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said Trump is also visiting the border this Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special. You'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special. Use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
We told you moments ago President Trump will be discussing border security in a nationally televised address tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern. The White House also says the president will be visiting the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday. New York Republican Representative Lee Zeldin says there is a great need for a border wall.
This is about combating MS-13, the heroin opioid abuse epidemic, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, human trafficking. The president's ask is multifaceted. And it relates to more than just the money for physical structures.
Democrats insist they want border security, but that the wall is not the solution. The military is investigating the death of a U.S. contractor working with Marines in northern Iraq. The Lockheed Martin worker died in Germany last week, found in his barracks with severe head wounds. And CIS wants to interrogate two Marine raiders and a Navy corpsman to determine whether a New Year's Day fight was responsible for the man's death. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Admission prices of what's been called the happiest place on earth just went up again, and USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Disneyland increasing ticket prices effective immediately. The California theme park near Anaheim upping the price of the least expensive one-day ticket by $7 to $104. Single-day park hoppers are now up $14 to $199. Parking and other fees are also higher, and it's all ahead of the opening of the park's highly anticipated Star Wars Galaxy's Edge attraction. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Louisiana parish continues to deal with the tragic loss of five children who were on their way to Disney World. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Three of the five children killed in a traffic accident on their way to Florida's Disney World attended the Avoles Parish School in Louisiana. School Superintendent Blaine Dozot tells KATC-TV the other two children killed were also known by students and faculty.
And I think of the kids that are going to walk in those rooms next week. I think of the teachers that are going to see the empty desks.
A vigil for the victims was held Friday in Mansoura to honor the children and their families. The children were in a Pentecostal church van headed to the theme park when the accident occurred Thursday afternoon outside of Gainesville, about an hour away from the park. Four other children in the van survived.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.